Agwande, and welcome to Untold Story, Who is South Africa? A series that tells the untold stories and the unsung heroes of our country, which I feel needs to be part of the South African classroom. My name is Phindile Karisa Masanabo, and I'm your host. In today's episode, we'll be talking about the African conception of time and seasons, while also recapping on the last episode about African spirituality. Stick around, guys. So this week's episode was supposed to be a continuation about African spirituality. However, that has not happened because there was little interaction from you guys. All you guys were supposed to do was to send voice notes via the link that I sent you about your experiences with regards to African spirituality, but that didn't happen, and I'm guessing it's because maybe many of you didn't see the link, or I wasn't clear in the show, or it might be because many of you are shy and all of that. But note that in future you can send your interaction or your your 20 bucks via text, and I can read it. So one person did that and contributed via text. So this person said, not enough conversations are being had on the topic, and many people still see African spirituality as taboo. I don't know whether it is an inferiority complex or what. And I hate it when parents teach their kids that traditional healers are witches, but I guess it's fueled by the mutilation of people for body parts. It is also reflected with parents who are okay with their kids speaking English and reading the Bible, while being okay with neglecting their African heritage. And this is from Shokile Dwaba. And I feel like this resonated with me, more especially the inferiority complex part of it, because it's a real thing. And it took me back to a time in high school where I had a born-again Christian friend, because I'm in different groups of friends, a friend of mine who badged me for wooden apart. She always made remarks about how, like, I talked to dead souls or dead people, and those people couldn't hear me. And for a minute, I questioned why me and my family were talking to ancestors. And remember, this was like 4 or 5 years ago, when ancestors were not even considered cool. I'm not saying they were never cool, but like now, it's actually cool to appease amadlos. So I was always pushed into the corner of admitting with me and my family are doing an ungodly practice. I remember not even wanting to go sometimes because I'm like, oh, God will judge me. This is what my friend said. And it's those spaces that change our thoughts about what other people think. And for me, it was important to come back to myself and say, no, this has always been done in the family, and it has done 1, 2, and 3 for me. Coming to today's episode about the African calendar. So prior to colonization and the dawn of the Gregorian calendar, as a band, we had our very own conception of time. And this was through a calendar that was built as a monument. So it was not built as a monument, but it turned out to be a monument. It was built with rocks, and it's said to be the oldest. They're called Meganolithic calendars. It's the oldest in the world, dating at about like 75,000 years, but like the age is being disputed by people, and I'll come to why the age is being disputed. So this is a stone calendar named the Bedplace of the Sun, and it makes sense for people to name it the Bedplace of the Sun because it's located in the place of the rising sun, in Mpumalanga, in Barberton. However, white people tend to call it Adam's calendar, and now personally I don't relate with that name, because for one, the relation of Adam to astrology is also another thing. But then there was this explorer, a guy named Utelinga, an explorer who had no scientific background, no didn't do archaeology, didn't do geology, didn't do nothing. He's just an explorer. And he claims that these ruins, or Amarupim, were built by aliens. And instead of, like, admitting, Guti, no, actually, black people did this, no, this guy chooses to say aliens have done this, because he feels as though black people were not smart enough, like other white people. But then Asiko Lapo. So basically, what this, like, the calendar was built like this. It was on top of a quartzite bedrock. So there was a quartzite thingy, rock existing. And then how it seems like the rocks that build the calendar are dolomite in nature. So dolomite is a rock that weathers fast. So that's why even when the circle, that calendar was discovered in 2003, it was discovered by this white guy accidentally. The circle wasn't full. He claims to have discovered it, but a lot of black people actually knew it. And Ubab Credo Mutwa is actually one of those people that got in, that got initiated there as a shaman. So the stones are placed in such a manner that there's two tall stones in the middle, and then the other small stones are at the circumference of the circle. So the circle is like 30 meters in diameter, which is a size of like a standard yard in Makai. But then again, not everyone knows how long a yard is in Makai, but it's like 30 meters in diameter. And at the center, I told you, right, there's these tall rocks, and then the other ones are short. And when it was discovered, being a Pelilang. So how this thing works is that when the sun hits, the rocks in the middle are going to form a shade, and the shade will form a line. The shade will form a line in relation to the rocks that are at the circumference. The shade comes from the two tall rocks that are in the middle. So literally, the shade is casted on the west, and that's the one that counts. So if the shade aligns with the west, aligns with west, directly to west, because this circle is also a cardinal direction point sort of thing, that's an equinox. And an equinox, Tina, we know as when like temperatures are like not too high, not too low, and it's sort of like a transition between winter and summer. And this was known as, you know, we still know it as Ikwindla, Dwasahlobo, and whatnot. But in this instance, it was believed that this was one season, the transition happened in one season. So, and then if the shade is south of west, that was summer, and if it's north of west, it was winter. And to come to think about it, these people were smart, and it made sense to them. This was even before they had discovered that there was the Tropic of Capricorn, the Tropic of Cancer. Because literally, when the sun is at the Tropic of Capricorn, which is south, relative of the equator, that's when we have a summer. And even here, if the shade was south of west, that's when we had summer. So you get to understand that our ancestors were actually people that could have invented astrology. It's great things that we come to understand about ourselves that we never knew, or that we knew but we didn't understand to the depth. So according to this calendar, there's 12 months in a year divided into three seasons instead of four. And so you divide the months into 4 months. And this structure forms part of other structures, that even are greater than, at a distance of 150 kilometers from it. So it could be the size of Johannesburg times two. Yeah. And then, again, let me explain. So this formed part of other structures as well, to show that this civilization well, a small group of people wasn't the only people that was doing this, and there was another group of people, and they seem to be arranged in a particular manner. But what I'm trying to tell you here is that innovation was a thing that we always had. It's just that it's things that when such things are discovered, it's always going to be said that aliens did this, instead of admitting the intelligence of black people. Because even with the Great Pyramids, like, scientists argued for a long time that it was done by aliens. They even went to shift their notion, would you know, actually Egyptians weren't black people, to cut off the noses. It's like they'd go to any extent to prove that anything great that we invent doesn't belong to us. But in any way, I see collab. So with this calendar, people actually got to know time and understand it, and they'd know when to do certain things. Like, they know when plowing season was, when it was time to actually would bavune and all of those things. And it would be the site also looked like it was like some sort of a ritual site, because also the rocks look like they're seeds. So it's these things that we discover about ourselves. Like, I always say that, nah man, we were always great. It's just that we've been denied of our greatness. So what I want you guys to take from today's episode is actually that we've always had innovation. It's just that it was denied. Gucci says we've always had innovation. And the fact that we're great people, but we've always been denied of knowing that. Gucci, we're smart people. Man, we invented astrology. Like, shit can be weird. Sorry for the language, but these things that we denied of actually turn out to mean a lot for us. And I think it talks more to how when you deny someone of the part about their identity, they're always going to take what you give them without questioning anything. But as soon as we start questioning these things, is actually when we start to understand how great we are. But I think I shouldn't exhaust tonight's episode. And until in 2 weeks' time, until we meet, I think that's it from me. Ayibe mathongo amahle.